And a very good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning, the 19th of January, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to the Old Testament, to the book of Esther, Esther chapter 2 and verse 10. Esther had not revealed her people or family, for Mordecai had charged her not to reveal it. And then verse 20, Esther obeyed the command of Mordecai as when she was brought up by him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22. To obey is much easier and less painful than to keep on saying sorry. Now, Esther was obedient to her uncle Mordecai, and this action saved her life. You see, she was an orphan. Her mom and dad had died, and her uncle had brought her up, but he had brought her up correctly. He had disciplined her when she was a little girl, and so she listened to what her uncle said. The king of Persia was captivated by Esther's beauty. She was a very beautiful Jewish young maiden. But her uncle said, do not tell them at this stage that you are Jewish. Now, when we disobey God, there are always consequences for our actions. Discipline is so very important in these days in which we are living. When people don't know what to do, especially young people, discipline your children when they are young. And then when they grow up, they will not depart from the ways of the Lord. It's for the sake of the child and for the protection of that little girl, that mom and dad, you need to discipline her, and she needs to obey you. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11 is a hard verse, but it's for our own good. This is what the word says. Now, no chastening, that's discipline, seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. And that is why Esther was protected, because she listened to what she had been taught when she was a little girl. Now, when we make a mistake in life, and let's be honest, we all have made mistakes. Ask me about it. But if we repent, God forgives us. But of course, the scar always remains. You know, just the other day, we moved a herd of cattle from one field right up the road to another field, maybe 5 or 10 kilometers away. A big herd of cattle. But when the cattle had been in that new paddock for a day, the mother was calling for its calf. The calf had been left behind, a newly born calf. Do you know, the stockman took that cow back to the original paddock, and there was the little calf lying exactly where the mother had left her. That calf did not move until the mother came back for her. That is discipline. If the calf had, the jackals would have got that calf. We need to obey the word of God, and that brings us safety and security. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, and goodbye.